Father, thank you. Thank you. For you alone are the lifter of our head. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here to this service this morning in Jesus' precious name. Galatians, right, number chapter 6, that is The Hague in Holland, church service holding. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Dunamis International Gospel Center, The Hague, Holland, first Sunday service. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the seas. Now, Numbers chapter 6, verse 23, all the way. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Say aloud, amen. Eliminating curses and establishing blessings, part 2. There were 4 things we established, or 5 in the first service, by way of note. First, we said that the first thing God released to man at creation was the blessing. When God created man, the very first thing he would say to man was the blessing. Second, the major responsibility of the priest is the release of the blessing to the people of God. Every priest has a responsibility. He said, on this wise shall the priest bless the people. The major responsibility of the priest is the blessing of the people. When we do the blessing Sunday, it is our major assignment. Number 3. God the Father is a blesser, or the blesser, and has committed the blessing into the hands of priests and fathers. God the Father is the blesser and has committed the blessing into the hands of priests and fathers. We saw how Isaac blessed Jacob in Genesis 27 and in verse 27. The one that will interest you the most is how Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Genesis 47 verse 7. Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. That is the priest blessing the king. The prophet blessing the king. Most priests in our generation and prophets don't know this. So they run around kings and rulers like paupers. But the prophet, the priest, is at a higher level spiritually than the king. Jacob was too aware that he carried the patriarchal blessing. And he released that. The fourth thing we said is that the release of the blessing is the reversal of the curse. John chapter 1 verse 5 said, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The release of the blessing is the reversal of the curse. Let me say it another way. The deployment of the blessing is the disappearance of the curse. The deployment of the blessing is the deleting of the curse. When the blessing is released, the curse is reversed. I'll yet say it in one more way. The establishment of the blessing is the annulment of the curse. So when we come for the blessing to be released, we also came for the curses to be reversed. Today I stand by the authority of Jesus to decree and to declare every trace of the curse in the life of anyone here today is reversed forever in the name of Jesus. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Very quickly, what are the roots of curses, bondage, or captivity? Because as we pronounce the blessing, there are some things that we may need to deal with to take out the curse. Number one, disobedience or transgression. Disobedience or transgression. Example, the curse on Cain in Genesis chapter 4 verse 9. Cain. God asked Cain, where is Abel your brother? And he said, I don't know, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now are thou cursed from the earth. You are cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When you till the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto you her strength. This is God releasing the curse on the killer, those who shed blood. You may not kill physically, but you killed with your mouth. You killed with your action. You killed with your hatred. Because he said, who hated his brother is a murderer. Genesis 33 verse 3, we saw how the curse came upon Reuben. Who went into his father's bed. Disobedience and transgressions either invite the curse or establish the curse. You carry somebody's purse containing international passport, ATM cards and everything. And he cries unto God. Not just for the money, but vital documents. Father, may he not be well with that man and his generation who stole this thing. I heard of a family in America, popular family. Their grandfather, I heard, abused a maid who lived with them. A maid. And the maid placed the curse on that man and his household. The next thing you see is premature death. This one died by plane crash. This one died by cancer. This one died by this. Just like that, rampaging the family. That will never be your portion. As we come before God and ask for mercy today, everything your hand has brought on you, mercy is released upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Number two is ancestral, hereditary, or generational curses. Or generational transfers. Ancestral, hereditary, or generational transfers. In the first service, I made mention of Abraham's family. I want to draw your attention to the family of Judah. If you read Genesis chapter 38, you will see a certain misbehavior in the life of Judah, who patronized a prostitute by the roadside. How many of you remember that? Only for him to discover later that that prostitute was his daughter-in-law. So it was the seed of prostitution plus the seed of incest. He followed the line of Judah. Judah became the great grandfather of David. David was the one who slept with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite, who killed Uriah. David was the one that began to gain the repercussion of that, in which his daughter Tamar was raped by Amnon. And Absalom killed Tamar, killed Amnon. And then he followed. Then Absalom put 10 of his father's wife in front of concubines, in front of Israel, and in front of the whole crowd. And then he continued. And then the evil continued in the tribe of David until he gave birth to Solomon. And Solomon became a drastic improvement. Drastic improvement on his father. 700 wives, 300 concubines, or the other way around. Total 1,000. Congregation of 1,000 women. Then he gave birth to Rehoboam. The Bible says he loved many women. So we see this, and if you are to trace it, it returns all the way back to Judah. But somebody else came from that tribe. His name is Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He was the only one who defeated what defeated his fathers. Hey! By the time what fought Judah and fought Solomon and fought David and fought Rehoboam tried to confront him and couldn't fight him. I think that was when he got that traditional title. Odumegu Judah won. And we are here under the banner of that same blood. I announce to you, what defeated your fathers will bow before you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. What defeated your father's house will bow before you. What killed other people in your family will never near you. What stops others can never stop you. I decree a new day in the name of Jesus. Help me shake the hands of three people and tell them, you shall escape. 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 Keep going. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 13 and 14, he said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, that through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. So we see that ancestral, hereditary, or generational transfer. Number three is negative or wrong mentality. Wrong mentality. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to 6. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 6. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations
and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought
to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Somebody say aloud, amen. Bringing into captivity every thought is a pulling down stronghold. Listen to this. The worst form of stronghold is the mental stronghold. The worst form of bondage is the mental bondage. If you win the battle of the mind, you have won the battle of life. About the year of 1988, I traveled from Jos on the way to Makurdi in Benue State. In the middle of the road, I had a very, very terrible accident. Accident was so terrible. Cars were assaulted. I could feel my head touch the ground. Touch, that is, in the process of the somersault. Long story made short and to the glory of God, I found myself seated beside the car with the Lord. I told the story before. Well, by the time I reached where I was going in Makurdi, my sister's son, my niece, she said, "Uncle, I saw a revelation where I saw the devil pointing like this at himself, now, not me, and was saying that it was whatever he was going to do to himself, not me." 1988. This is 34 years. And I grit my teeth and I say, "Devil, between me and you, somebody must destroy the other person. And I'm the one to finish you." Now, the kind of thing that somebody say, "I saw something about you," that will be making people to shake. He say, "I saw this." I say, "It is me. It is me that will finish you." He planned to finish me in that accident. And that revelation was shown to that little girl there. And I said to the devil, "I'm the one to finish you." I grit my teeth, toughen my skin, harden my heart. The devil has not recovered since then. And is not likely to recover. If you think you can, you are not wrong. And if you think you can't, you are not wrong. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Am I communicating at all? So there are some things you must pull down from your mind today. There are things you must tell the devil today. "You stop my father, you stop my mother. You are face to face with an unstoppable person. An unstoppable personality. You are face to face with an unstoppable entity." That accident that I told you about. Vehicles that stopped. It was in the night. They were pointing light. "This one is dead. This one is dead." I was lying flat, worshiping God. They pointed light at me. "This one." I said, "No, this one is alive. This one, my story is, my case is different. This one is alive. My case is different. My case is different." Is God speaking to somebody here? Shout the loudest, amen. Have you heard of the circus elephant in India? I told you the story before. That's Liverpool Church. Which today is their first Sunday. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. The circus elephant. They tie the elephant to a tree. In India. And the elephant is playing around. They used to show us the picture before. And when That's right. When he wants to move, he realizes that the rope holds him. Then he returns back and moves around in a cycle for as long as the rope will allow it. For as long as the rope will allow it. When he wants to move, the rope holds it. He returns back. After a long time, They loose the rope and let it free. He will not leave that place anymore. He has a psychophysiological programming that lets it know that there is a limit you cannot pass. Even though the chain has left the hand and the leg, it has entered the brain. The leg is no more chained. It is the brain that is chained. Something tells it, who told you you can cross where your father couldn't cross? Who told you you can reach where nobody in your family has reached? Who told you you can become what nobody has become? And it remains in the mind. I come against every mental stronghold by the power of the blood of Jesus. I command it broken now. I preached this message maybe 15 years ago, mental bondage. And then it's a follow-up, mental renovation. I'll look for those messages. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The same thing happens to the Perona fish. Cameroon Douala, God bless you. The same thing happened to the Perona fish. They put it inside the aquarium and put a transparent glass. That glass, you won't know the difference between it and water. The Perona fish tries to move. He hits the glass. He reverses. He tries to swim across and then hits that intersection and swims back. After a while, they remove the glass. He doesn't near there anymore. He just swims within here because his mind tells it there is a barrier there. You can't cross. Even when the barrier has been removed, the barrier is in the mind. Many of us, we try several things and we failed. And the devil said, don't try anymore. You will never succeed. That devil is a bastard liar. Who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? I prophesy to you today, every limitation of your mind is collapsing right now. It's collapsing right now. It's collapsing right now. Where the devil say you cannot reach, I prophesy you shall reach it and cross it. So there are many people, you cannot see any physical chain on their hand or leg, but a chain is in their mind. You will succeed. There are many young girls who are afraid of getting married now because of their parents' marriage. Who told you that your parents' marriage will be like your own? You know what happened to me? I grew in a home. Typical polygamous setting. African polygamous, metagamous setting. And I made up my mind. What I saw growing up as a child, my children will never see. What my mother experienced as a woman in a polygamous home, my wife will never experience it. Instead of being afraid of getting married, I look forward to getting married. Because I knew that my home, my wife, my children will enjoy the best of life. If you ask them now, they will tell you. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? The things that should make you bitter should make you better. Abraham Lincoln said the things, Rev. Benjamin Franklin, he said the things that hurt instruct. If anything hurts you, it carries instruction. If anything is a frustration, there is an instruction. And that instruction is to guarantee a distinction. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Let us go very, very quickly. And so we saw that the third thing that is a root of curses or captivity and bondage is negative or wrong mentality. Number four is the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 to 15. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 to 15. It said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood.
He also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver those who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Fear puts people in bondage. The way of fear is the way of bondage. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 18, 1 John chapter 4 verse 18, the Bible said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. Fear has torment. Fear has torment. Fear is a tormentor.
When you surrender your life to fear, you have surrendered your life to torment. Whether the fear of a sickness that kills somebody that you know, or the fear of failing like somebody you know failed, or the fear of dying.
The spirit of fear. Number five, the wrong words. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Matthew 12, 37. It says, For by thy words, thou shalt be justified, and by thy words, thou shall be condemned. Words bring limitation, and words can bring liberation. By thy words, thou art condemned, justified, and by thy words, thou shalt be condemned. Your words can bring you liberation, and words can bring you limitation. You can be successful because of your words, and you can be a failure because of your words. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 26. It said, declare thou that put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Speak so your door can open. Speak so your destiny can open. Let me say this to you. This world is programmed to respond to words. How many of you, when you were little children, on your way to the farm, you stop by the roadside, and there is this flower by the side, this plant. When you begin to talk to it, it begins to close up. How many of you know that? It is programmed to respond to sound. The Bible says, oh, et, hear the word of the Lord. I think that must be Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29, thereabout. The earth is programmed to hear. Am I communicating? When you speak, 22, 29, when you speak good words to dairy animals, they flow, the milk flows. When you speak negative words, it dries up. It has been confirmed that children develop better. Fine boy, good, great guy. These children will rise up with solid self-esteem. They don't feel inferior to anybody. They move with their shoulders raised versus children that are continuously insulted, continuously tolerated, continuously berated. They keep on finding fault with them. You can't do anything well. These children grow up as shadows of themselves, inferior, because of how they have been processed by negative words. Words, whether you know it or not, you are the greatest physician of your own destiny. Did you hear what I just said? Your words are the prescription for the welfare of your destiny. When you speak, you are prescribing. You are prescribing, you are making prescriptions. I speak continuously, positive for myself, positive for my wife, for my children, for my family, for the church, for you. How many times did I tell you I'm not a pastor of nonentity? And if you have made up your mind to be a nonentity, you better relocate. If you have made up your mind to be a failure, you are in the wrong place. Somebody say a loud amen.
Lift up. Now, every negative word that is working against your life, I declare their effect canceled right now. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. I declare their effect canceled right now. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. All right. Wrong words. Number 5. Was that number 5? All right. Number 6. Evil covenants or agreements. Matthew chapter 18 verse 16. He said, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Agreements and covenants guarantee establishments. There are people who have gone to native doctors and they don't know it's an agreement they are entering. Some I gave examples in first service where people enter agreements. So if you don't marry me, nobody will marry you. If I don't marry you, nobody will marry. All manner of very useless agreements. There are people who think that they know tomorrow. You don't know. Even the person you are seeing now, you don't really know them. Until God reveals people to you, you don't know them. You don't know them. If Jacob can be with Leah from night till morning and didn't know it was Leah, until the next day realized it was not Rachel, which is a very, very terrible situation. Somebody say amen. Covenants and agreements. Campus cult covenants. Occultic covenants. All manner. Everything that you have entered into that is binding on your life, that is working, or your father's entered into, that is working against your life, I declare it is broken. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Finally, number 7. Accursed points of contact. Accursed points of contact. In Proverbs chapter 26 and in verse 6. Proverbs 26 and in verse 6, it says, verse 2 rather, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse, causeless, shall not come. Accursed points of contact. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 18, we saw how Joshua warned the children of Israel not to touch the accursed thing. Don't touch the accursed thing. And those who touched the accursed thing became accursed. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. I gave the story in the first service. How somebody went to the market to buy something, and what the person brought to the house became a torment in the house until it was discovered that this thing that was meant to be a decoration in the room is actually a demonic altar. Am I communicating at all? There are people who have given their friends gifts, so-called friends, and it was a point of contact for demonic initiation. Next place, they found themselves in the dream, is wandering somewhere. Takes only God to set them free. There are people that have even bought fancy things, something to attach to the hair, something to wear on the hand, and realize that these things are not as innocent as they look. Today is your freedom. Anything around your life that is a point of demonic contact, I declare they shall be revealed and they shall be released. The Lord reveal them to you and release them from your life. If you are saying amen, let the amen be louder. Stay after me, say, Father, reveal to me every point of contact in my life that is not yours. In Jesus' precious name. Now, if we eat deadly things, it shall not hurt us. But there are times where the Holy Ghost will lead you not to eat some things. Don't ever use faith to counter the leading of God. When God told Elijah, go and hide yourself by brook Cherith. And Elijah said, I am a man of faith. Why would you say I should go and hide myself? He would die for nothing. If you are about to travel on a journey, for example, and the leading to travel is not there and it disappears, don't use scripture to say, I am preserved going out and coming in. Because God cannot walk against himself. Somebody say aloud, amen. Brother was fasting. Felt led of God to fast. Suddenly he smelled the smell of particular food and decided to eat the food. Broke the fast. Lord, you understand. I will continue this fast tomorrow. That night, he had an oppression from the kingdom of darkness, from the realm of the waters. As far as I knew, he didn't recover for at least 15 years. That's for as long as I knew. I don't know if he has recovered now. But as at the last time I knew, which was over 15 years already, he has not recovered yet. Not everywhere you see food, you eat. What made Adam to lose the garden? What he ate. What made Esau to lose his birthright? What he ate. What made Satan to enter into Judas? He ate something. Jesus said, the person who will sell me is the man I give this food to. If you receive it, he is the one who will sell me. He should have said, I refuse. God forbid. Me sell you. God. He collected it. And as he entered, ate it. Satan followed. Satan said, you agree? I enter you. There is nobody that God will not give chance to change. That was a chance for Judas to say no. Sir, you say if you give me this food and I eat, I will be the one to sell you. I refuse to sell you. He collected it, ate it. Satan entered him. He stood up and left them to go and fulfill the assignment. Scary. Scary. Anyone who has a deposit inside your body or on you that is a point of contact from hell that is already afflicting your system, today, by the power of the blood of Jesus, they are flushed out. Say that amen like a believer. A louder believer, say amen. Take your seat quickly. Let me round off within the next 5 minutes. What are the secrets of the blessing? We have seen the root of causes. Number one, secret of the blessing, being born again. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. Revelation 5 12. Saying with a loud voice, what is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Being born again. If you are not born again, no escape from curses and bondage and captivity. Number two, obeying God and living upright. Psalm 5 verse 12. Thou Lord will bless the righteous. With favor you will compass him about as with a shield. The blessing
looks for the righteous. Other people struggle for the blessing, but the blessing struggles for the righteous. Psalm 5 verse 12. Living upright, obeying God. Number 3. Kingdom service. The service of soul winning. The service of evangelism. Serving God in the house of God and not sitting as a bench warmer. Psalm 35 verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Here. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I donated my life to God since my youth. I did the first 3 days dry fasting at the age of 11. I slid back here and there along the line, but followed him full force. And God has not failed. I haven't looked to a man or to a system for sustenance for myself or for the work of God. Kingdom service will bring you to the point. We were at the airport, a particular airport one day. The executive lounge was had people, but there were still seats. Then they ushered us into another room. Only us, myself and my wife, sat in there. I heard later on, somebody asked them, I said, is that man the president of a country? Because that place, according to what I heard, was reserved for such people. This is the main executive land. You are a billionaire, you are this and that, sit here. But there is one room that is quiet, just for, and we stepped in there. He asked somebody, say, is that man the president of a country? And the man replies, say, he's more than a president. I was just hearing the story. He's more than a president. What they do, presidents can't do. President can't deal with witches. In fact, some presidents are the witch themselves. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? You shall serve the Lord your God. That's interpreter interpreting in Togo. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Please don't sit down and do nothing. Serve the Lord. That was number 1, 3. Number 4, covenant practice. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. I have showed you all things. And how that so laboring you ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. More blessed. More blessed. More blessed. There is a blessing in the giving. When we talk about covenant practice, we are talking about the law of giving and receiving. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Hebrews 7, 7 and 8. He said, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. In the tithing is the blessing. In the giving is your blessing. Someone in this church said, when I announced that my target this year is to build a church a month for God, she made up her mind that she would be a part of building one of those churches along with what I was doing. Before she could do it, she lost her job. But she has made up her mind to do it. I don't know if it was a disengagement package or whatever it was that she brought $10,000 in foreign currency and said, put the money inside what you want to build for God. That was done and under maybe a month or two or so, or a few months, 1, 2, 3 months at the most. Another job came. 3 jobs opened. 3 jobs opened. The one that she got the letter now is 1 million naira a month. Minimum, minus other allowances. She said, I don't want to do that one. There are other ones coming that are heavier than this. So this one will take my time and take me away from church to some extent. So, but other two are coming. That is, it is not possible for you to outgive God. No matter how you look at it, 1 million naira a month is small. Is it small? That can pay 10 people's salary, 20 people's salary in some places. Nobody can quarantine you into the realm of begging and borrowing if you understand the mystery of being a blessing to God and a blessing to your generation. I don't struggle with what I release. And because I don't struggle with what I release, I don't struggle with what I receive. From this moment forward, your struggle financially is over forever. Say amen like a believer. Say amen like a believer. A louder believer's amen. Number 7. Oh, number 4 is covenant practice. Number 5 is word revelation. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Reading the word. Studying the word, living the word, ushers you and establishes you in the blessing. That was number 4, 5. Number 6 is word declaration. Word declaration. Numbers chapter 14 verse 28. That is, what you speak from your mouth guarantees your blessing. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. As truly as I live, as you have spoken in my ears. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 2. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 2. He said, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. What you eat is determined by what is coming out of your mouth. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. If you say it is well, it is well. If you say it is not well, it is not well. Word declaration. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, like we saw in the first service. Word declaration. And number 7 is faith in God and in his word. Faith in God and in his word. Galatians 3:9, did that our faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They are blessed with faithful Abraham. They are blessed. If you are in the faith, you are blessed. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20 and in verse 21. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20, verse 21. By faith, Isaac blessed. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed. The blessing is connected to faith. You receive blessings and release blessings by faith. So let me try your faith right now. Today I announce, everyone here today, every curse on your life is reversed now in the name of Jesus. The blessing of God that is needed is released upon you now in the name of Jesus. And that leads us to point number 8. How does the blessing come? Priestly and prophetic releases and declarations. The release of the priest. The declaration of your priest, your prophet. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. I believe it's the B part. As they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God,
so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper.
Your confidence, your belief, your faith in the words of your prophet determine your blessing in the land of the living. The prophet is a custodian of the blessing. The prophet is a tool in the hands of God for the establishment of the blessing of the people. Somebody who is blessed today, say aloud, amen. Like priests, like people, I and the children the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and for wonders. What you see in your priest, you are permitted to see in your life. What you can't see in your priest, you reject in your life. My spiritual father is not a beggar. He's not a borrower. He's not pitiable. He's not harassable. He's not intimidatable. Because we don't use red eyes to frighten lions. Eyes were already red since. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? He has audacity, ruggedity, kakrakarity, sagacity. You are not meant to be a dullard. You are not permitted to fail exam continuously. They are showing us audacity. Why is it waiting on the screen for too long? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. I say, shout the loudest amen. You believe today is your day. Shout the loudest amen. You believe your blessing is released. Shout the loudest amen.
Lift up your hands and let's appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. In Jesus' precious name, we are going to pray for our nation. And after we have prayed for our nation, we shall pray for ourselves. Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 25. He said, "Behold, I am against thee." Everybody read it together.
Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, we take authority over every blood sucking altars of terrorism, of banditry, of kidnapping in Nigeria. We decree, O you altars of bloodshed, and you high priest of these altars, be destroyed by the fire of the Spirit. Open your mouth and pray. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. destroyed by the fire of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 18. Everybody read it together. I want to go. And destruction shall no more be heard in our land. Wasting or destruction within our borders in Nigeria. But we shall call our walls salvation and our gates praise. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your voice and say, Father, we take authority over the spirit of bloodshed, of violence, of wasting, of terrorism, of banditry in Nigeria. We arrest those devils and send them back to hell in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we take authority over the spirit of bloodshed, violence, wasting, terrorism, banditry in Nigeria. We arrest those devils and send them back to hell in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Revelation chapter 13 verse 10a. Read it together. Let's go. One to go. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patient and the faith of the saints. He that kills with the sword. All the killers must die by their own sword. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that those who take the sword in Nigeria die by their sword. We ask that the weapons of the terrorists and bandits be perpetually turned against each other until they eliminate themselves out of the land. In Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray. We ask that those who take the sword in Nigeria would die by their sword. We ask that the weapons of terrorists and the weapons of bandits be perpetually turned against each other until they eliminate themselves out of the land. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. We went to Jalingo, May 2021 last year. Anointed the ground. Poured the oil on the ground. Decreed judgment against terrorists. I thought that they'll be showing this while I'm talking. Within 5 days, the clash happened between two major terrorist groups, killing the head of the other one. Oil of judgment against terrorists and killers. That was Jalingo. This oil is still working. As it's being poured now, more fire running around the earth, around this nation, to destroy the killers. Any nation where you are from, apply this prayer in your own country and let it affect you. And then, we were in Maiduguri last week. The same judgment. One of the reverend servant of God who was in that crusade last week is here this morning. Pastor Kenneth is the state overseer of Deeper Life Church, Borno State, the whole of Borno State. He's here right here. Pastor, you are welcome. Very, very excited and exciting to be here. Fire burning in Borno State
all the various territories of Borno State. Everywhere the terrorists are, all the way. What do they call that forest? Sambisa Forest, on fire. Destruction and devastation.
Say something, sir.
Tell me something.
I said the oil that was poured at the venue, they left over the PA, sent it through my driver to me. So I went into the whole entrance of the cities and applied the oil 3 days ago before I came in here.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Get ready to hear news of the destruction of agents of destruction and agents of wastage and agents of killing. Now look at this. Ezekiel chapter 32 verse 24. Read that. He said, there is Elam and all her multitude round about her grave. All of them slain, falling by the sword. Read it together. Which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that Nigeria
will be the graveyard of killers,
of
terrorists,
of
bandits,
of
kidnappers, of their sponsors in this season. In the name of Jesus, we decree, Lord, that our nation will be the burial ground, the graveyard of killers, of terrorists, of bandits, of kidnappers, of their sponsors in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. Psalm 34 verse 21. Psalm 34 verse 21. Everybody read it together. One, two, go. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Say after me. Say, Father, we ask for the judgment of evil and wicked sponsors and financiers who introduced bloodshed, killing, terrorism, banditry into our nation, Nigeria. Let their evil slay them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Let their evil slay them. We ask for the judgment of evil and wicked sponsors and financiers of terrorism who introduced bloodshed, killing, terrorism and banditry into Nigeria. Let their evil slay them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 and in verse 16. Everybody read it together. One, two, go. Say a loud amen.
Amen.
Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you will give
our nation
Nigeria
peace
by all
means
and in all ways.
Oh Lord,
in the name of
Jesus,
say, Father,
we ask
that you will
give
our nation
Nigeria
peace
by
all means
and in
all ways.
Oh Lord,
in the name of
Jesus,
open your mouth
and pray. us, so shall it be. Now, are you ready for your own blessing this morning? Galatians chapter 3. All right, let's read Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. It says, saying with a loud voice, everybody, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. The blood of Jesus was released to receive for you the blessing. So lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I reject
every ancestral,
generational,
witchcraft,
family,
or
occultist
curse
over my life.
And I receive
the blessing of God,
the blessing of Abraham,
through the shed blood
of Jesus Christ
at Calvary.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
I reject
every ancestral,
generational,
witchcraft,
family,
occultic
curse
over my life.
And I receive
the blessing
of God,
the blessing
of Abraham,
through the shed blood
of Jesus
at Calvary.
Now,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray. Jesus, lift up your two hands everywhere you are and get ready to receive the release of the blessing. The curses of your father's house over. The blessings of God are released. Lift up your hands. Something is dropping. Something is dropping. It's your hands high. A visitation for Nigeria and a visitation for your life as a person.
Mahashatatalaba. Oh, Mahashatatalaba.
My God, to all the light, in all
let's try. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Mahashatalala. Level your teste preteste kokai.
My God,
lift your hands high. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All you need to do is to scream, I receive the blessing at the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I receive the blessing. Are you ready? Lift your hands high.
In the name of Jesus, I receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Chains just got broken. Healings happen. Deliverances happen. If you are a participant of any of those, or a partaker of any of the healings, deliverances, chains broke off your life, a pain left you, an affliction left you. Before we take the blessing and the communion, quickly step forward and let us receive you.
Oh, Prince of Peace. You are called the Lion of Judah,
the Man of War. The Lord is your name.
Nigeria. This came from Dunamis Lagos Central. Sister Chidima Kudike saw the flag of Nigeria. The white part was stained with blood, and the green part had holes. Then he saw angels clean up the bloodstains, and we are mending the and closing the holes. After that, the angel raised a clean flag in the air, meaning that Nigeria is rising and shining. The destiny of Nigeria is lifted. The bloodshed is over. The bloodshed, those who shed the blood, they have shed their own blood and finished themselves. And the dignity of Nigeria is coming back. Second verse.
You are worthy, Lord of our praise. You are worthy, Lion of Judah. You are the one.
From the ground and flying high. And secondly, he said he saw an angel of the Lord distributing gift to everyone in service.
Receive your own. Jesus.
Yes, sir. Our sister Gloria had tumor over 2 months ago with excruciating pain. Tumor on the left breast. Over 2 months ago, with excruciating pain. She said, at the shout of I received my blessing, she fell under power. When she got up, she realized that the tumor and the escorted pain had disappeared. And she said to give God praise for that.
Somebody say, every mountain in my life, today is your end. All your mountains, on your marks, get set, back to hell.
Our sister said, at the shout of I received my blessing, she saw an exactly look-alike walk out of her. Life had been characterized by disappointment and delays.
Spirit of impersonation. Every stranger living in your body, are you ready for this? Every stranger living in your life, back to hell. Back to hell.
Sister said in the midst of that ministration, she had an encounter where she saw, as it were, a hand opening the wombs of women and removing what looked like fibroids, growth from the womb. And she asked, what is the meaning of this? And then she heard a voice. This is how I'll pick out bad elements from this country, Nigeria. And she believes it's also.
And it's both ways. Everything in your body that is not planted by God is removed right now. And everything in our nation that is not of God is removed right now.
Jesus, yes.
Brother Chico just said in the course of the ministration, he had an encounter where the election in Nigeria was declared. And some people stood up and said, this is not the winner. But three people rose up with sword in their hand and said, declare the winner now. And they declared the winner.
Powerful. Father, thank you because your perfect will for Nigeria shall be done. Perfect will for Nigeria shall be done.
O Son of God, you are called the Son of Righteousness. With him and wrapped all around you.
Please hold back your
seated in the presence of the Lord. And everywhere you are seated here this afternoon, morning still, Pastor, I need to surrender my life to Jesus. I've seen the miracles and I've seen the instruction that even to see the blessing of God, I must be saved. You want to be a genuine Christian. You want to be saved. You want your sins forgiven. You don't just want to be a church goer. You want to be a real Christian. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Deliver me from the power of sin. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everyone who prayed that prayer, or anyone who intends to pray, you want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You are tired of playing church. You want to be serious with God. Where is your hand? Wave it, let me see you. Excellent. Quickly, stand up on your feet. I see plenty of hands all over the place. Stand up on your feet and be the first person to come. And I'll give you the count of 10. And I want you to rush quickly. One. Comments? Lord, two. Quickly come forward. Yes, stand up here. Three.
Have your way, Lord.
Lord, have your way.
Everybody sure. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Only for you alone. Only for you, only for you.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
The communion stewards to arise and quickly go around with the communion while the calls are still being made, so that by the time we are through praying with these new people, the communion should have gone round. I am still making the call for everyone here today. You say, Pastor, I am tired of smoking. I'm tired of drinking. You have come out like this before, but you are still smoking. You are still drinking. You are still womanizing. You are still lying. You are bound by Indian hemp. Bound by cocaine. You are tied down by something. There is an addiction. And you want that addiction broken. And you want help from above. Quickly stand up on your feet. Carry your Bibles. Carry your bags. And step forward here quickly. Carry your Bibles. Carry your bags. I want the chain broken. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop drinking. I want to stop lying. Night clubbing. I want to be free. At the count of 7. I've got my mind made. 1. 2.
To see my Jesus. Someday. And I won't talk about because I want
to see my Jesus.
God mama.
Coming.
Because I want Jesus someday.
I want to give a third call, and this call is for those you have been in church for a while, but you are not a full member yet. It's not good to just spectate or sit on the fence. They that be planted shall flourish. It's when you take root down that you can bear fruit upward. The full benefits of this ministry may not come to you until God, heaven, recognizes you are planted, you are here. You are not yet a member. You haven't done membership classes, 3 classes. And you want to become a full member. Stand up on your feet and quickly join us forward. You've been coming for a while. You might have been here even for many years, but you have not done the membership and you are not a member of the church yet. Quickly come forward.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Oh, tears have passed away.
Keep coming too.
Membership call. Membership drive.
Oh, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
I'm born again. I'm a conqueror.
That's who I am. Creation.
Everybody say, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
That's what I am.
I'm a brand new man.
I welcome you all in the precious name of Jesus. Those who came to surrender their lives to Christ, as well as those who have come to answer the membership call. God bless you in Jesus' name. Place your right hand on your chest one more time. Father, bless the people. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. In Jesus' name.